This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's a great time of year, isn't it? It's great sleeping weather, you know, under covers, under extra covers. And nowadays, you start pushing the summer shirts to the back of your closet and putting flannel and wool or denim shirts to the front of the closet. Ooh, and I do love a good long sleeve t-shirt underneath. And on some warm afternoons, it is the shirt du jour, my winter wardrobe. I'm guessing that by February or March, I'll be tired of this wardrobe. But right now, my seasonal wardrobe is fun. And I mean, some of these clothes haven't been seen or worn for 6 or 7 months. Officially, winter isn't for a couple more weeks. And out where we live, near the banks of the Ojolote, it has been cold, dipping into the 20s. But it's going to get colder, and a layer or two will be added to my exciting winter wardrobe. An added layer, both top and bottom. Can you say long undies? Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, some afternoons, while chopping wood, sandhill cranes fly overhead, calling the whole while. Sandhill cranes have been around a couple million years, and a friend recently said to me, while we are jabbering about sandhill cranes, there's a lot of wisdom in that call. Yeah, I like that. Not that humans have a great track record for listening to or acknowledging wisdom. Okay. Well, all I know is that when I'm chopping wood for our wood stove and cranes call from high overhead, I feel good. A good chore with a very good soundtrack. Hey, I went on my annual hunt and gather. Oh, yeah. Chase white-tailed deer, gather seed, identify cool plants, trek up and down steep, rocky slopes. Oh, my. Usually, I go into the Galliuro Mountains and camp with my old friend John. But John couldn't do our hunt with me, the hunt. Together, you know, this year. Yikes. And Ms. Mosquiti is no longer comfortable with me out by myself. Something I love. I love to hunt and camp by myself. But why have someone worrying about you, right? So a dilemma, but short-lived, as a friend I've gotten to know and love for over 10 years, 10, 11 years maybe, said to me, you know, why don't you go hunting with me? And I said, oh, yeah. And so Matt and I camped and hunted in canyons and on steep hills on the east side of the Chiricahua Mountains. Immense country that reminded me how large that mountain range is. There's a lot of country to hike, or in my case, to wobble. It took a day or two to get my sea legs and remember how to do the loose rock fandango without falling, balancing backpack, binoculars, and rifle as you work your way up steep, rocky slopes. The plants on the southern slopes, coral beans, were taller than me. Stands of native grasses, plains lovegrass, purple grama, side oats grama, shrubby kidney woods, and heartbeat still, the kidney woods were full of new seed. And of course, I stopped and gathered seed. And of course, I got some bright red coral beans too. I mean, so I could have them rattling around in my truck. I stopped to look at a mimosa. Whoa, a new mimosa, Mimosa grammii. Oh, that's cool, I whispered, remembering that I was hunting. I imagined a white-tailed deer under a juniper watching me wobble and dance up the slope. Odocoleus virginianus, variety kuzii, under a juniperus coelensis. And as I looked up slope, a golden eagle soared low over that hill. Oh, my, an aquila chrysaetos. Can you say huge? And then you put your binoculars on it, and it's huger. Don't shout, Petey, you're hunting. Aquila, Latin for eagle. Chryso, Greek for golden. Eto, Greek for eagle. Eagle, golden eagle. Later, back at camp, around a fire, and with my friend and hunting partner, Matt, eagle stories were told. Deer under juniper stories were told. Good stories told by friends who love the steep and rocky hills of the Chiricahua Mountains. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.